Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for Palm Sunday, Year A. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 22. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians chapter 2 verses 6 to 11. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 26 verses 14 to 27 to 66. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the impact of his humble entry, his humble entry into Jerusalem. Today, the sixth Sunday of Lent, also called Palm or Passion Sunday, the church celebrates the commemoration of the Lord's entry into Jerusalem and reflects on the downward trajectory of God for the rescue of man and woman from the clutches of sin and death. Thus, Holy Week is the most sacred time of the church's liturgical calendar, during which we pause to listen, like disciples, to the stories about the downward trajectory of God, who humbled himself, made no resistance, and accepted humiliation to share our humanity and fulfill the promises foretold by the prophets. Even though he was, he is, and will forever be the Son of David and the King of Glory, our Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a borrowed donkey. In other words, our Lord Jesus ascended with his disciples to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast of Passover and reveal himself as the King and Son of David, who did not cling to his divine royalty but assumed the condition of the Lamb for the ultimate sacrifice of our redemption. St. Matthew's Gospel notes that the crowd at Bethage heading towards Jerusalem for the feast of Passover were inspired in awed admiration because they saw in Jesus' lowly attitude Prophet Zechariah's messianic vision of a victorious king riding to Jerusalem on a donkey. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 9. The people were also moved to spread their garments and branches on the road, and they proclaimed Jesus as King and Messiah with the words of the psalmist of Psalm 118 verse 26, Hosanna to him, and blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Like the crowds, we believe, as children of God, that our Lord Jesus is our King and Messiah, who not only renewed the temple in Jerusalem, but also offered himself for our salvation on the altar of the cross. As we process with branches on Palm Sunday, let us welcome our Lord Jesus, who enters our sanctuary in the person of the priest to reenact the sacrifice of our liberation from sin and death. Before that Good Friday sacrifice of liberation, our Lord Jesus instituted the Eucharist as the new Passover meal within the context of the Jewish Passover of liberation. And he presented himself as the new Passover lamb who cleanses us from sin and leads us to eternal life through the power of the cross. And so, my brother, my sister, as we celebrate Palm Sunday, let us remember to hold on to the cross because our Lord Jesus won his battles in the Garden of Gethsemane, his battles before the Sanhedrin, and his battles on the way to Golgotha by the power of the cross. Thus, in the face of insults, betrayals, and abuse, we must remember to inject the power of the cross. Inject the power of the cross as you face those battles and challenges, because the Lord will surely set us free. The Lord will redeem us by his power, the power of the cross. May the Lord bless us and grant us his goodness. And may the power of the cross be renewed in our lives, in what we do, in what we say. And may the power of the cross help us to remain focused on him. Help us to embrace his mercy and help us to remain in his love through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.